Proclamation number 4338 of 17th of June, 1948. Measure of grace. Will. Self-will. Hyphen love. Whoever seeks me will also find me. It is erroneous to assume that beatification depends on the measure of grace with which I consider the individual, that I distribute my grace differently and therefore also favor or disadvantage the individual's development, that I have considered the human being's will and ability to believe to a greater or lesser extent, that he could therefore reject responsibility with the objection that he cannot act against his nature. Furthermore, it is erroneous to assume that my love is expressed in various degrees of strength in people and that only some would be gifted to find and climb the path of ascent. An open source of grace is available to all people and everyone can draw from it as needed, he just has to want to and make use of the measure, since grace cannot flow to him against his will. However, the resistance in some people is so strong that every influx of grace is rejected and thus the person himself limits or restricts the influx of grace. The objection that he cannot will otherwise must also be refuted, otherwise the human being's will would be unfree, which I will always and constantly declare to be an erroneous opinion. The human being has his own will, which is difficult to bend but must be broken if he wants to reach his aim, which has been set for him since eternity. To become perfect. Therefore, as a human being he is given the ability to recognize so that he can also recognize and remedy his shortcomings through rational observation of himself and recognition of his ability to change. His heart will also always point him in the right direction, and as soon as he gives up all resistance he will be helped by me to change. And this is grace. The resistance in the human being is increased self-will which can be broken at any time and also has to be broken because the human being has to answer to me for his will. And this absolutely requires the acknowledgement of Christ and his act of salvation. The human being has to hand himself over to him and appeal to him for help, and his will receive the reinforcement which enables him to let the flow of grace flow into him, which is inexhaustible. The human being's self-love and self-will are his greatest spiritual enemies, and my adversary will always try to strengthen these two instincts in the human being in order to push him away from me. But the human being is free, it just costs greater resistance and strength the weaker the will and also the love for me is. I am truly concerned about the beatification of all my children, yet my help and grant of grace is always evident where the desire is also directed towards me and thereby the human being's heart opens to my love and grace. Anyone who wants to believe will also be able to do so. Anyone who cannot believe should not misinterpret his unbending will as a lack of grace but only ever open himself to my influx of grace and recognize by virtue of his intellect where I helpfully approach him, and always be ready to accept but never reject what is offered to him as evidence of my grace, enlightenment, spiritual conversations and my divine word, which always ensures him the supply of strength of grace. I always meet the human being with the full vessel of my grace so that everyone can refresh himself and draw strength from it at any time. But I will never force him to make use of my grace but leave him complete freedom for which, however, he will have to answer for one day. Amen.